Hundreds of schools across the South and much of the Midwest are closed again today due to snow and ice. And there have been a lot of snow days this winter in this country, and students may be happy about that. In other countries, unexpected days off come for a variety of different reasons. From Here and Now contributor WAMU in Washington, D.C., Kavitha Cardoso reports.
Halle Fernando grew up in the Philippines. Children in that Southeast Asian nation get days off school not for snow, but for typhoons.
But typhoons are classified according to wind speed, so I guess you could say, yeah, wind days.
And by wind, she doesn't mean a gentle breeze.
Winds of 115 miles per hour and above. And I remember looking out and seeing benches flying. And the wind was so strong that the rain was moving horizontally. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is insane. During a typhoon, I've even seen roofs of houses sometimes flying off.
She says school officials wouldn't announce a day off until the morning.
Definitely a lot of anticipation when you're a child.
In Saudi Arabia, it's no surprise, very, very rare to get snow, says Niall Jaber. But what gets children there a reprieve from the school bell are sandstorms, powerful and blinding.
They get this reddish-colored sand. When it's very powerful, it can take the paint off cars. And in cases like this, they would cancel schools. But in some cases, it takes a short period. Others, it can go on for hours. As kids, we used to run in these things. It drove my mother crazy.
Jaber says there are plows in Saudi Arabia. They're just not used for snow removal.
When you see these snow plows in Riyadh on the highways, you don't expect that. And the guy said, no, you're used to the U.S. when they use them to remove the snow. Here they take them to remove the sand off the roads. And when you got a very fine sand come in, it becomes dangerous on highways. It's like putting some powder on something and it's become slippery.
When Marav Yurevlivkar was 15, her father got a job in Ecuador and her family moved there.
The weather there is quite perfect all year round, so snow days was never an option.
But then one day,
I remember walking home from a party and all of a sudden there was just gray fluff coming down from the sky. It ended up being ash from a volcano that had erupted, so the entire city was just coated with this light gray blanket.
School was closed for 3 days. When they went back to class, Yurevlivkar and her classmates had to wear surgical masks for a while. They also had to make up days missed.
We didn't have volcano days built into the calendar. We ended up having to go to school on Saturdays to make up for it, unfortunately. But it was such a cool experience. As weird as it was, I don't know how many kids can say that they had volcano days when they were in school.
Manjit Kaur has never gotten out of school because of volcanic ash, but she does know a thing or two about school cancellations. She lives in Virginia now, but
I was born and raised and went to school in Mumbai, India.
And every year, Mumbai is deluged by monsoons, pounding relentless rain. Cars would stall, drains would clog, streets would flood, and Kaur says she couldn't have been happier.
Just like kids wait here for snow days, we always waited for heavy rain so we could get school off. And then what would we do at home? We'd go out and play in the rain. It was really fun.
Kids, she says, are just the same, no matter where you live in the world. For Here and Now, I'm Kavitha Cardoso.